You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports. You know, poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion. Delivered by conflicting media reports, we connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. And most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Randy Brugman, Anaheim Fire and Rescue Chief. Welcome.
Hi, Ron. How are you today?
Glad to have you back with us. Oh, and let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. You can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Since today, we generally, as you know, like to start every day with something to celebrate. And I looked up the celebration or the holiday of the day, and I couldn't get behind this one. It's National Sardines Day. So I figured I would do something and chat with you for a minute here, maybe less, about one of my favorite subjects, eating. And I've got some holiday eating tips for you. I'm going to give this to you in two parts. We'll probably do the next one tomorrow or so. Holiday eating tips. Number one, avoid carrot sticks. Anyone who puts carrots on a holiday buffet table knows nothing of the holiday spirit. In fact, if you see carrots, leave immediately. Go next door where they're serving rum balls. Number two, drink as much eggnog as you can and quickly. It's rare. You can't find it any other time of year but now, so drink up. Who cares that it has 10,000 calories in every sip? It's not as if you're going to turn into an eggnog-aholic or something. It's a treat. Enjoy it. Have one for me. Have two. It's later than you think. It will soon be Christmas. I guess I can say that on this show. No one's going to get upset with us for using the term Christmas. Number three, if something comes with gravy, use it. That's the whole point of gravy. Gravy does not stand alone. Pour it on. Make a volcano out of your mashed potatoes. Fill it with gravy. Eat the volcano. Repeat. Number four, as for mashed potatoes, always ask if they're made with skim milk or whole milk. If it's skim, pass. Why bother? It's like buying a sports car with an automatic transmission. Number five, do not have a snack before going to a party in an effort to control your eating. The whole point of going to a holiday party is to eat other people's food for free. Lots of it. Or come to my house. Either way. Number six, under no circumstances should you exercise between now and New Year's. You can do that in January even when you have nothing else to do. This is the time for long naps, which you'll need after circling the buffet table while carrying a 10-pound plate of food and that vat of eggnog. Just a few tips for you to start the day as we move rapidly toward the holidays. So that's in place of our celebration of the day. Moving into some economic news. How do I go to economic news after that? I'm not sure, but we'll tie it in somehow. GDP showed up. We got the GDP report. It's a second report. They like to do this in multiples. So initially they came out with a GDP rating of 1.5. Now they're saying it's 2.1. Don't know what happened in the interim, but I guess they're trying to get their numbers correct. The National Association of Realtors reports sales of existing single-family homes declined 3.4% last month to an annualized rate of 5.36 million units. The Economist expected a smaller decline. Home prices in 20 major U.S. metropolitan areas rose 0.2% in September on the non-seasonally adjusted basis. That's from S&P Case-Shiller. And the Conference Board reports its gauge of consumer confidence dropped in November to 90.4 from an October reading of 99.1. The economists expected 99.5. So all of those numbers in telling us how great our economy is doing. I wonder what the Federal Reserve is going to tell us about that when they've been talking about increasing interest rates next month. Amazing. Think about this one. I share with you on a regular basis, not for any reason other than to protect you, the fact of what's going on in the marketplace. Cash Call. You hear their commercials about Cash Call? Just paid $2 million in restitution and fines to settle a California state allegations that the company duped consumers to take out loans larger than $2,500 that are not subject to interest rate caps. So an interesting concept there. The reason I want to bring that up to you is I'm sure you're going to get some or hear some sort of commentary that nobody admitted any fault. $2 million sounds like there's something going on there, or they just didn't want to defend themselves. Either way, you got to wonder. New from Freddie Mac. That is one of the government-sponsored entities who does help with getting mortgages out there. Freddie Mac is now changing some of their guidelines. The six-month waiting period for cash-out transactions does not apply if the borrower acquired the property through an inheritance or was legally awarded the property through a divorce. So if you've been trying to get some cash out on a property, Freddie Mac is changing their guidelines. And speaking of guidelines, you got to love this one. I don't know where we're going to go with this, but you know, on the holidays, nobody really, Friday, I'm going to say, there's not a whole lot of people that are going to be working on Friday. Just an assumption by me. So, and I would guess if you go to the White House, they're probably not working. The politicians, congressmen, they're probably already gone. They're probably not working all week, maybe not all year in some instances. But get ready for this one. On Friday, we are expecting the president to deliver 2,224 new regulations. Hoping nobody's watching, but we are. 2,224 new regulations to be released by the administration on Friday, governing everything they can possibly find. Regulations, EPA, American Action Forum is the one that's bringing us this information. Smog rules ending up costing 40 times more than the agency predicted. You gotta love that. So watch out for the additional rules and regulations coming. The EPA, you got to love them. They probably do a whole lot of good for somebody. We just have not found out who. Amazing. Little better issues here to talk about. Thanksgiving gas prices. Yeah, they're moving in the right direction again. Thanksgiving gas prices, we're expecting them to hit the lowest level since the Great Recession. Some people think that we're still in, for the middle class at least, a recession, but we are looking at the lowest prices that we've seen. I looked them up this morning, and $2.06, 2.061 to be precise, is the national average for gasoline right now. $2.72 is what we're paying here in the state of confusion. We like to tax ourselves a little bit more than the rest of the country. 20 states now paying less than $2 a gallon. 20 states at less than $2 a gallon. So that, why aren't we seeing that, those numbers flowing through to the economy? You would think that with gas prices dropping, that means there should be more money in people's pockets. Why aren't they spending it? Well, I think that was answered earlier. We were talking about the consumer confidence. We are not seeing a lot of consumer confidence. You got to wonder, though, in many instances, the markets, what is going on with the stock market? If I were you, and I just give you my opinion, I would be very, very careful of any money you have in the stock market right now. There is a trap being set. When that trap will close, I can't tell you. But when you look at the stock market, Dow is at 17,800 right now as I'm speaking, up a little bit today. You had a Russian jet that was shot down over Turkey, or supposedly over Turkey, early this morning or last night. We had the attack in Paris, and the markets are not moving. Why is that? What are the markets seeing that is not the norm? We're looking at the 10-year Treasury. It's at 2.24%, very little movement there as well. All of these issues should mean that the 10-year Treasury should be going up. The price for that should go up, the yield going down, but it's not happening. At some point, the market will correct itself. And like I say, there is a trap. You watch out for it. You heard it here first. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk with the chief about what's going on in Anaheim, what you need to know for a safe holiday season. We'll talk about FICO scores, what millennials need to know about buying a house. And we'll go to the other end of the spectrum, how reverse mortgage lenders can get in touch with financial planners to help our seniors. Got a lot on the docket today, so you can reach me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7747.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 018.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 90, the real-time real estate segment today, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Yes, I have the license, but I don't use it. I want you to know what your home is really worth All you need to do is text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. You will get a call from one of the area trusted real estate professionals. PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review. They'll give you the right information. You may not find the right information on the internet, Zillow, Trulia. They'll tell you they're 20% off. What FICO score is needed to buy a home is the question we're asking today, especially for our millennials. Recent article by the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania revealed that some millennials are not looking to purchase a home simply because they don't believe they can qualify for a mortgage. Wow, and that's supposed to be the smartest of the smart, and they're not looking at that? I wonder, I hope there was they weren't studying the students there at Wharton to get this information. What score is necessary? The survey shows 2/3 of the respondents believe they need a very good credit score to buy a home, with 45% thinking a good credit score is over 780. Well, the one thing that's accurate, a good credit score is over 780, but you don't need that to buy a home. And in actuality, FICO scores on closed loans is much lower and has been dropping over the last several months. October, the FICO score was 722 was the average for closed loans in October. 722. That means there were scores lower than that and higher than that. Bottom line, millennials who are considering a home purchase should get advice from a local real estate professional or mortgage professional or your local radio host who will give you the information you need to know. They may be surprised how much the requirements for a mortgage have eased, and maybe you can actually stop paying somebody else's mortgage and pay your own mortgage. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Get the actual value of your home. This morning we get the honor of speaking with the Anaheim Fire and Rescue Chief. Randy Brugman is in the house. Welcome.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm glad to have you back again to share with us.
It's great to be back. Thank you.
So tell us, what are the updates on some of these strategic initiatives we're seeing in Anaheim?
Well, as I think we've talked before on the program, we took to council in February of this year our updated strategic plan, which we had eight recommendations that we took to them. And so I can go through those real quick if you'd like.
Yeah, let's talk about them a little
bit. Okay. Well, we became an accredited agency in March of 2014, and we're one of 220 agencies that are accredited internationally. So we're less than 1% of all fire agencies to have become accredited. So
what does that mean?
What does that mean? We go through a pretty significant self-assessment process, have a peer assessment team of professionals come out, professional fire personnel, city managers come out and review not only the documents that we've written, but how we perform based against an international model that has been developed. And then we sit before a commission of our peers, 11 people, and they kind of run us over the
run you through the ringers there.
The ringers a little bit, and then they vote whether we can become an accredited agency or not. It's much like university accreditation, hospital accreditation, but it's specific to the fire service. So we were able to achieve that last year, but with that comes with an annual compliance report that we have to submit, as well as every 5 years we have to go through the process again. So we're really focused on that from a strategic standpoint organizationally, because it drives everything that we do towards a continuous quality improvement process throughout the organization. So
that's pretty amazing, too. There's 220 accredited agencies in the U.S.
In the world.
In the world.
Yeah, in the world. So
That's an unbelievable honor. I was just looking last week, and I saw that in the United States, there's 3,235 counties alone.
Correct.
Right? So then you take that, and how many cities are in each county is obviously a multitude there. And you start talking about 220 worldwide.
And there's about 30 to 32,000 fire departments in the U.S. alone.
How many is that?
30 to 32,000.
Wow.
That number fluctuates because there are departments that consolidate and go out of business. And many of those departments are very, very small that wouldn't probably ever credit. But there probably truly are about 15 to 18,000 departments that would fit into the realm of becoming an accredited fire agency or could. So we feel it's a really a pretty substantial honor. We're also working toward, we just went through an ISO insurance review for the city, which is how it grades from 1 to 10. And we are currently at a class 2. And what that means to the resident is, especially to a business owner, commercial real estate owner, the higher or the lower the number, the less your insurance. And so we're class 2. We're hoping, we're waiting for the report, but we're hoping that we can get back to a class 1 rating, which is the highest rating. So if we are able to achieve that in the next several months, we will become one of only about 130 agencies within the U.S. that have a class 1 ISO rating and are accredited. And so we are really focusing time and effort on that as well right now.
Well, that really tells us that the department is a, you see Anaheim and you say, okay, Anaheim's a big city. But I mean, a real leader in the industry of what other departments can be looking to for guidance, leadership, to emulate, role model.
Well, we hope so. I mean, that's one of the things when we went through our original strategic planning process in 2011, one of the things that we did was revisit our mission, vision, and values. And one of the thing that we came up with for our vision was to become a recognized leader in the fire and emergency services worldwide. And to do that, you have to set the bar pretty high for yourself, and not only organizationally, but for your personnel as well. And we're continually doing that. We're continually trying to evaluate what we're doing, how well we're doing it, what outcomes are we achieving. We're really outcome focused. So it's a continual change process. And
I would wonder if there's a tie of some sort. I mean, because really when you and I were chatting before the broadcast this morning, the idea that, you know, so many cities, they can really identify with precision how many people they're serving. Yet a city like Anaheim, the amount of people you serve is going to change depending upon how well the convention center does and how well the Angels and the Ducks and everybody else and Disney, mm-hmm. right? So you don't have that measurement. You can't be like, I don't know, Corona. They know that they're always going to have X number of people in the city. You know, they're going to have the people coming through, but Anaheim is a big difference.
It is. This is a really unique city. It's very complex, as you're well aware, with all of our major venues. And we can have we can almost double our population on any given day, depending upon what events are occurring in the city. And then often what we don't think about is we have about 1.2 million vehicles that travel through our city every day.
Absolutely. That's true. We don't think about that part also.
And we just become used to the traffic. So there's another several hundred thousand people that are transversing the city at any one time. So just the resource allocation that we have to do on a day-to-day basis and depending upon what is happening and occurring in the city is it makes it complex. And then you couple that with, you know, when Disney builds an addition to their park or a new park, it's not like you can look up the specific code for that because there really isn't one.
Right.
it's really unique.
Sure.
They're building unique venue. And the same is true for the Honda Center and Angel Stadium and a convention center. In some way, they're big, magnificent structures. And so there's a complexity there in just the design and build and inspection of those, arenas. So it does provide us with some challenges, but it also provides us with some really professional opportunity to experience some things that most other organizations can't.
Does it mean you have to move locations? Do you have to move the actual site of some of the fire stations?
Yes, and we're in the process of doing that right now. One of the things that we identified in our strategic planning process was the relocation of one of our existing stations, Station 5 on Kramer, and we're in the process of doing that. We just purchased land on La Palma and Sunkist, corner of La Palma and Sunkist in that area, to relocate that station. And then we've also identified another building at 4950 East La Palma. That we have taken over from utilities. We traded parcels and buildings with them to relocate one of our crews from Station 8 to that location. So we have better distribution of our resources for that area of the city.
It's amazing when you get an opportunity to listen to you that there's so much behind the scenes. You know, as a consumer, all we think about is 911. But there's a whole lot more to it than making to make sure that the right piece of equipment gets to the right location at the right time and in a timely manner. I'm going to talk about that because we got to visit and see some of the equipment just recently. That was a pretty impressive show. So I want to chat with you about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. More with the Chief when we come back. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime. at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today brought to you by the remainder of our area trusted professionals. Not, well, the real estate ones help with this one too, but you need a household board of directors. Everybody does. That would be an estate attorney, estate planning attorney. Maybe you need a family lawyer. You definitely need an insurance person, credit repair, financial planning, tax, all these different people. They're part of what I call your household board of directors. Where are you going to find them? Well, it's simple. Text ATP, Area Trusted Professional, for a local person, your neighborhood that we've already spoken to that can help you with all of these different issues within your life, your world. Again, text ATP to 79564. And let's think about this as we go into the holiday period. Some people think that they deserve more money at work. Well, here's some things you might think about instead of asking for a dollars and cents raise. I'll give you three different items to think about alternatively. One, maybe a flexible work schedules. Seeing more and more people that are working from home, they're working remote, off-site, different hours, 12-hour, 10-hour days, I think they allow. Think about that one. Extra days off. How about this one? This is one that might surprise a lot of people. Professional training. Maybe if you get additional professional training, it might qualify you for a different position that might get you more money. Instead of just asking, give me more, how about what can I do to earn more? I know in this day and age, that's probably not the most popular word, is what can I do to earn more? But I'm going to use it anyway. That is the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted professionals, Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564. We are going to continue our conversation with Anaheim Fire and Rescue Chief Randy Brugman. We were chatting earlier about how the fire department, we use Anaheim. Thankfully, the chief comes in and chats with us. Anaheim's a leader in their industry, in the fire department industry. We were talking about this. I guess it's way less than 1% of the fire departments around the world can boast of being an accredited agency. Anaheim is one.
We are.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. That's major accomplishment.
Absolutely. That's something that everybody needs to know. If you live in Anaheim, you're lucky. If you don't, you know, your city might be learning from what Anaheim's doing as well. And if not, they certainly can. We're chatting a little bit before the break about relocation and equipment. And you had that event in I think it was October, the Ready, Set, Go event.
Ready, Set, Go event, yes.
Fire Station 10 had a lot of great, it was a lot of fun going out there and seeing the equipment. Now, it was nice being able to see the equipment when it's not in use.
Yeah, that's correct. It's right. it's always better to look at it in that venue rather than the front of your house.
Right, exactly. And it's amazing watching the men out there using the equipment. And I see there's a new piece of equipment coming. New engine?
We have a new engine. It actually just went in service last week. It's a new Pierce engine, which is built in Wisconsin, Appleton, Wisconsin. And so American-made piece of equipment.
Love that.
Yeah, and it's our third Pierce that we bought the last 2 years. We have two more being built, which will be delivered probably in the spring of next year. So these engines were actually, number one, we think they're the best piece of equipment made, fire equipment made. So and we're really focused on trying to purchase correctly, because we depend on these this equipment to last for 20 to 25 years. But I think the really unique thing about this equipment is we took a strategy about 4 years ago to form a apparatus committee that is made up of people that actually use that equipment every day, and they design this piece of equipment.
Wow.
And are these pieces of equipment. So when you look at this the way this engine is laid out, it's ergonomically designed for what the firefighters and the engineers and the captains do each and every day when they're riding on the equipment and using the equipment. So hats off to our professionals that helped to design that. But it's a beautiful piece of equipment, and we know it's going to last for a long time.
And it's amazing how the equipment, I mean, there's several pieces of equipment, several, you know, types. Everyone has its own purpose, right? I mean, you hear you know, from a layman like me, I hear fire truck. And it's not just fire truck. There's so many different types.
Yeah, we have the one we just put in service is what we call an engine. Used to be some departments still call it a pumper. It's the engine that doesn't have the big ladder on the top and has a lot of hose on it.
Okay.
It has a big pump on it.
Interesting.
Yeah. The ladder truck and or a truck company is the one that has the big ladder on it. Can have a pump, can have some hose depending upon the type of design, but that's usually used for, you know, the big ladder goes up to, 110, 115 feet to access vertical areas, you know, on the roof, windows, things like that, and put aerial streams up.
And the best part about that big ladder, the part I like about it, is when they're using it just to hang a flag.
Oh yeah, that's
right.
That's impressive.
Impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
And the ones that there's not a high likelihood of someone getting hurt. Then
we try not to.
that's a lot of fun. Love that. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in preparation. A lot's going on. Are we hear in the news about El Nino? What's the fire department doing there?
Well, we're doing quite a bit. In fact, I think it's next week we're bringing all of the departments together within the city to talk about what each of us is doing. And there is a lot of preparation going on from the city right now and just preventative measures going out and trimming trees, cleaning drains, and things like that. Because at least the predictions right now, are about 80% that we'll have between 30 and 40 inches of rain between January and April. That's the latest what we've read. Now, they've changed that prediction several times, but even if it's half of that, that's
still a lot for what we're used to.
That's correct. So what we're recommending everybody to do is just be diligent and take some preventative measures. Number one is get your roof inspected. Because a 10-inch annual or 12-inch annual rain is going to be much different than 20 to 30 inches because it's going to come down a lot harder and a lot faster. So have your roof checked. Make sure your gutters are clean. Make sure that if you have drains that lead from your backyard or your front yard out to the street that they're, you know, clear and flowing. And if you live in especially East Anaheim where we have a lot of hills and there are culverts in your subdivision, make sure that those culverts are clean so that when we get that first big rain, it doesn't, plug the storm drain up and then back up into the hillside, and then we have, you know, slides and things like that. So just a little bit of due diligence from the homeowner's part can save a lot of grief down the road.
Well, we'll throw a shameless plug in there, Chief. We had last week on our friends from, I know a friend of Anaheim, the folks from Major League Roofers were here. And give them a call if you haven't had your roof inspected. Give them a call. They're wonderful people. They do a lot for the city, communities. So give them a call.
Yep.
Moving on, you know, that one of the things that I like, well, just kind of segue, because one of my favorite initiatives that the city of Anaheim does, I wish more communities, and you can make a phone call to your fire department also, is the inspections that the fire department will do. I like it because, you know, when we first started talking about it, I guess about a year ago, I thought it was heavily centered on seniors. But you're telling me it's not exclusively for seniors. But let's talk a little bit about that, about the home inspections that the fire department will do.
Yeah, as part of our community risk reduction program, which is to lower the risk throughout the community in multiple ways. But one of the elements of that, one of our programs, is our community home check, where if you want us to come out, we'll send either a fire suppression crew or one of our inspectors out, and they'll go through your home, answer any questions you may have. And if you are lacking smoke detectors or need your smoke detectors replaced, we will install them for you. Or we'll give them to you and you can install them.
And make sure that you do that. I mean, that's when I, you know, from our lending team side, the three things that, and they'll all tie in with what you folks are doing at the fire department, the three biggest things I see causing problems with home appraisals is a lack of a fire smoke detector, the lack of a carbon monoxide detector, and the lack of having the water heater double strapped.
Correct.
Those are the three biggest issues. I don't know if there's other issues. I mean, obviously, the fire department's looking at it more than just that. But from the appraiser's standpoint, Just little things
just,
like that.
Just basic stuff.
And I don't think any one of those items is more than $20, $25.
No. And the good thing is we just got a grant for $325,000 through the Assistance to Firefighter Fund. It's a federal grant. And so we're going to buy 12,000 smoke detectors, smoke alarms. And so and part of our objective is over the next 24 months is we're going to either install them or give them away so that you can install them.
That's wonderful, and I hope that, you know, if you're make a phone call to your city. Now, if you're in Anaheim, we know the answer already. The chief's telling us the answer is yes, they do that in Anaheim. In your city, I don't know that answer. I don't know what city you're in. So make a phone call to your department. Find out if they are participating in the program. If they're not participating in the program, I'm going to give you a novel thought right here. See if you can volunteer to help working on the grant and getting volunteers to assist the fire departments in doing this for your community as well. Get involved and help out in the community. That's, if we can get everybody in our country going and doing a little bit, boy, just think about all that we can accomplish. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, wear your helmet like a pro. We're going to talk about that. We've also got on our agenda, reverse mortgages, using it as a financial tool. Really? Not a lot of people are thinking about that one either, but you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. Love this program because it is geared for those folks who are out there looking out for you and for me. It is a program for military, law enforcement, firefighters, healthcare professionals, first responders, where we've put together a coalition of real estate people, lenders, attorneys, all these different organizations giving discounts to all of the people that we call our heroes. Again, all you have to do is go to VIPHeroProgram.com, see if you qualify. $5,000 to $10,000 in savings when you're buying a house. Think about that one. I don't know too many people that would not be happy with putting that money in their pocket. And how about looking out for our seniors, reverse mortgage? What do you do with them? There's a change. A lot of the seniors are still thinking that the reverse mortgage is the same program it was in the early 1980s. And it has changed drastically. It's nowhere close to that program. The reverse mortgage lenders do not want your house. They're not asking to take your house. It's nothing more than a lien on your property where there is no payment to be made until the last person departs the property. And then all of the equity in the property goes to the estate, however it's determined. Or you sell the property. You can do that as well. It's being used now as a financial planning tool. If your financial planner is not talking to you about this, you need to ask why. Maybe they don't understand it. Maybe they don't realize that the program has changed since the 80s and need to understand it. If you want information on what the current program is like, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with those people who can help you with current information. We're going to continue our conversation this morning with Anaheim Fire and Rescue Chief Randy Brugman. We're talking about everything to do. We covered a lot of ground this morning.
We have.
Let's talk about helmets. I like this program. Wear your helmet like a pro. What is that?
Well, it's something.
Fire helmet?
Bike helmets.
Okay.
Well, bike helmets, helmets that protect on anything that you have wheels and you're riding.
Gotcha. Okay.
But now, this is a program that we launched about 3 years ago with the help of Disneyland and the Angels and the Ducks.
Okay.
And we had gotten some grant from Fireman's Fund, initial grant for $15,000, and Disney helped us to design this program. This is a program that I've used in two other agencies prior to coming to Anaheim. But the purpose of the program is to, we purchase helmets and then we give helmets away, and we're really targeting kids that can't afford to buy them. And part of the campaign is wear your helmet like a pro. So we feature players from the Ducks and the Angels. So we have Johnny Giovitella as our poster child from the Angels and Cam Fowler from the Ducks. And then we feature our own firefighters.
Public-private, I love that.
Yeah, and we've distributed about 5,200 posters over the last 3 years into classrooms depicting the players and the firefighters with the wear your helmet like a pro slogan on it. And we've also given away to date about 3,600 bike helmets.
And love that.
Yeah, so it's been a really great partnership. And this was born out of a situation that I had when I was a captain riding a fire truck. And when I was in Colorado, I ran on a call of probably an 8 or 9 year old boy who was simply riding down the street one day, didn't have a helmet on, hit some gravel. Had impacted the curb, life-changing event. And
sure,
I mean,
he
wasn't screwing around or anything. He was just having fun. And
Being a typical little boy,
but he didn't have a helmet on. And, just watching what he went through over the course of the next few years and his family, I made a commitment at that time that if there was anything that I could do to to lessen the not only the impact, but the likelihood that that would happen to another child, is I was going to, if I ever got in a position to do that, I was going to do that. So that's kind of what the genesis of this program was for me. But we've had some great partners come locally, come out and really help us to take this to a whole new level. So we'll be distributing probably up to 1,000 helmets over the holidays. We've partnered up again with the Y and the Boys and Girls Club and Eli Home. And so we do a lot of outreach that way. And it's just a great program. And we appreciate the public-private partnership that's helped to develop and design this.
I'm sure glad you brought that to share with us, because, you know, it's amazing how much how ignorant most of us are in the community. We have no idea that I guess it's probably a double-edged sword. You can't spend a ton of money going out and publicizing the fact that the fire department is putting in all these smoke detectors in homes. And you don't want to spend a lot of money going out and publicizing the fact that they're giving helmets to kids that really need them. But these are great programs out there that need to be publicized, and know that, you know, the fire department's there in the emergencies, but they also like being out there to try and, you know, diffuse an emergency or in order to alleviate emergencies.
Yeah, that is our number one objective, is to prevent. You know, we're very good at responding to, and we will, and we'll do everything that we can to mitigate. You know, our number one objective is to make sure it doesn't happen in the first place.
And that's the most important. And right now, let's chat just for a couple of minutes, because you're going to be a lot more educated than most of us. You know, obviously, we've watched what's going on around the world right now, and we hear that the government just announced a worldwide travel alert. What can we be doing around home? I mean, we don't want to be barricading ourselves at home, but I think we can probably help our first responders in many ways.
Well, I think, you know, from a safety and security standpoint, not only in your home, but I think when you're out in the public, situational awareness is pretty critical. And that's what we teach our firefighters. Every call is, you have to be situationally aware of what is going on around you, because that's what's going to keep you safe. The same is true for the general public, especially in the times that we're living in today. So if you're going, you know, into a place where there's a lot of people, a mall, you know, some type of a big gathering, you need to be situationally aware of who's in the room, what's going on. And in the event that something were to happen in that venue or in that space, where do I go? How do I get myself out there quickly? And a lot of times, and we've all done this, I mean, you kind of get really focused on, you know, you go into a big building, a museum or something like that, and you kind of get, you know, lost in the, you have no idea where you're at.
Right.
And so, but you need to be situationally aware of what's going on around you, and not become so focused that you lose sight on, you know, who's around you and how do I get out of here if something bad happens. So, you know, that would be my message, as we've kind of lived through the last, you know, couple of weeks of events and with all of the warnings that are going on now, is just, you know, be aware of your surroundings and be prepared.
A lot of us, you know, we become oblivious to so many things that are done for our own safety, right? I mean, you know, there's, anytime we go to a big venue, there's always these signs, the lighted signs that say exit or emergency exit, and we kind of just walk right past them. It's like, you know, I hate to use the analogy, but I mean, we talk frequently about, we don't see homeless people, right? We just keep on driving there.
Correct.
It's the our own bliss. You know, we're focused on what we want and not everything else around. Those signs are there for a reason.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, my family always gives me a hard time, because, you know, within about 30 seconds of walking into a building, I pretty much have pinpointed if it's sprinklered and where the exits are.
Right.
And, you know, and but now it's, you know, it's really important to do that.
Knowing where the exits are. The other part is, obviously, if you've got a family, you know, how are you going to reach your family, right? I mean,
correct.
You don't. There's a lot to worry about in the world. And again, if you prepare a little bit, I mean, I know that the firemen, they're out there training all the time.
Yeah, we train, our firefighters train on average of about 250 hours a year on top of the training that they already receive. And it's just like an athlete, you know, you have to train to keep, you know, at that certain level of performance, and they're the same way.
Right.
And so they're not only training their body every day, but they're also training their manipulative skills and their mind so that they're sharp. We need to take a little bit of that back into the home front as well. And, you know, you've got to be able to survive for 3 or 4 days on your own, in the, especially in the area we live, because if we have a major earthquake,
sure.
You know, water power could be out for a couple of days, maybe longer. It's going to take us a while to get to you. So you need to be somewhat self-sufficient for a couple of days, and, you know, reach out to your neighbors and find out who needs help, who may need help in the event that we have a major situation like that. So you have to have some self-reliance. And I think that's, you know, frankly, that's something that we've lost a little bit in this country, because we've become pretty reliant on not only local but government in general. They'll take care of us. We'll take care of you eventually.
Exactly. Great information then. And take heed. We're giving you the warning, so take heed. And be sure to set that first radio preset button. Come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Certainly appreciate you coming in, Chief. We appreciate sharing the information all the time. Very big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Call me anytime if you have any questions. And remember, make a lot of money. Help a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. Have a great day. Talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.